First up today, though, South Australia's Country Women's Association has received about $220,000 in donations to help farmers battling drought. Dry weather and more recently frost damage has seen farmers turn to the organisation while they wait for to receive government assistance. CWA State President Roslyn Schumann says the community has rallied to help farmers.
Since we set up our application process in August with the rural business support financial counsellors, we've approved 26 applications from farmers around South Australia. We've given out, distributed $78,000, just over $78,000 so far, and most of the grants have been about $3,000 on average, and it's included claims for weekly expenses, including food, certainly private car expenses, quite a few for medications and medical costs. Health insurance has been one. Some of the government school fees and expenses, you know, school camps and things like that that children would miss out on. And sort of the usual run of household accounts that just add up and become a burden to people who are depressed already about the likelihood of not having a crop.
How are you funding this support? Where are the donations and the funding coming from?
Well, actually, we've been overwhelmed by the generosity of the South Australian public and other organisations and businesses, as well as our faithful members who always answer the call for our SACWA Emergency Aid Fund, which is the fund which is assisting these people in such terrible circumstances. We received $150,000 from the Dick Smith Foods Grant, which was given to associations around Australia to help people in need. The Australian Hotels Association here in South Australia put up a Palmer for a Farmer campaign, and I believe that's raised over $11,000 so far, so that's been wonderful. Chris Jarmer and the Friends of Pulteney was $10,000. Grant District Council, another $10,000. Cleve District Lions Club, $4,000. I'm not quite sure how much the TAFE SA Flanny for a Farmer raised, but that has been another contribution to us. And so many individual donations from people, just giving the $100, $50, $500, you know, it's all adding up. So far we've received about $70,000 in those sorts of donations, plus the $150,000 from Dick Smith. So we've got about $120,000 at the moment, and we have a memorandum of understanding with Red Cross Australia and Coles Supermarkets SA, but we don't know those amounts as yet because we have to receive those in the next couple of weeks.
Given that there wasn't a drought declaration in South Australia, you had to distribute the money as emergency funding. Now that there is an acknowledgement of drought in South Australia, has that made any difference to the way you're disseminating or collecting donations?
No, the applications are coming in with the endorsement from rural councillors, so there's no change in the application process for us. We're not reliant on drought because the terms of reference for our SACWA Emergency Aid Fund are quite clear that we help those in necessitous circumstances, and drought certainly is necessitous, but then there are other circumstances as well. So that fund is one that we have on permanently, and at the moment the main focus is for rural folk in need.
The federal government's program, the Farm Household Allowance, is to be reviewed. There will be a meeting about it in Adelaide next week. Given that the CWA is helping as well with farm household situations, will you have much input or will you have much to do with this review?
I'd have to touch base with our state treasurer who is managing this process for us at the moment, and whether we'll be in Adelaide next week, so that's a very big possibility that we could have some input into that. I won't commit ourselves to it at the moment. It just depends on how busy we are helping people, because that for us always comes first.
How have you found the CWA's work has been received alongside the Farm Household Allowance?
I think ours is the stopgap payment while they're waiting to receive their Farm Household Allowance. There's a gap between filling in some fairly complicated paperwork to actually receiving that benefit. So we're more than pleased to help people weather that little gap and just keep them going for that little bit longer while they're waiting, because it is such a distressing time. And, you know, when people are in stress like this, to fill in those sorts of very complicated forms, it's quite an ask. And we recognise that, and we're happy to help them as soon as we can with that little bit of extra for the household bills for the next month or so.
And it sounds like you're able to turn things around a lot faster than the government.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That's right. Our form has been scrutinised by various government officials, and they're more than happy with us. And all of our partners who are the organisations who are working with us are more than happy with the way we are managing the distribution of those funds and the parameters of our emergency aid fund, which of course has DGR status and has quite strict criteria for what we have to do, but we're meeting that very easily. And the Treasurer, State Treasurer, and I are very happy to approve these applications, although given the circumstances, we wish we didn't have to.